Monday, 20th week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 24, verses 15 to 24. Thus the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, by a sudden blow, I am taking away from you the delight of your eyes. But do not mourn or weep or shed any tears. Groan in silence. Make no lament for the dead. Bind on your turban. Put your sandal on your feet. Do not cover your bed, and do not eat the customary bread. That evening, my wife died, and the next morning, I did as I had been commanded. Then the people asked me, "Will you not tell us what all these things that you are doing mean for us?" I therefore spoke to the people that morning, saying to them, "Thus the words of the Lord came to me. Say to the house of Israel, thus say the Lord God, I will now desecrate my sanctuary, the stronghold of your pride, the delight of your eyes, the desire of your soul. The sons and daughters you left behind shall fall by the sword. You shall do as I have done, not covering your bed nor eating the customary bread. Your turban shall remain in your head, your sandals on your feet. You shall not mourn or weep, but you shall rot away because of your sin and drone one to another. Ezekiel shall be a sign for you. All that he did, you shall do when it happened. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord." The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 19, verse 16 to 22. Now someone approached him and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the condition to become perfect. To understand today and this week's readings, we need to remember the basic an important principle about the order of life in guiding all human acts. According to this principle, the most important thing is to love God above all. Secondly, to love others as we love ourselves. And lastly, to love material things. This basic principle is not difficult to accept by the reason, because they are the basic teachings of both the Old and the New Testament. According to this principle, when there is a conflict between human acts, people must choose and act according to their priority. God must be chosen above all. Next is human being, and last is material things. We shall recognize that most of our sin happen because of our reverse of this order. Based on this principle, let we enter in today's reading to see who chose right or wrong in the readings. In the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel chose to do according to what God commanded him. He did not express his love for his passing wife by outside mourning, but only inside grieving. The Israelites chose wrong, because they chose to love the temple Jerusalem instead the one who dwells in it. In the Gospel, when a young man came and asked Jesus how to become perfect, Jesus advised him to come home, to sell all what he had, and to distribute them to the poor. By doing that, he shall inherit a treasure in heaven, and then come and follow Jesus. He sadly went away because he had many properties. He chose wrong because he referred material things more than God and others. Second, analysis. First reading. The passing away of Ezekiel's wife was compared with the temple in Jerusalem. A third point. The prophet Ezekiel correctly chose to act according to God's command. The Lord said to him, "Son of man, by a sudden blow, I am taking away from you the delight of your eyes. But do not mourn or weep or shed any tears. Groan in silence, make no lament for the dead. Buy on your turban, put your sandals on your feet, do not cover your bear, and do not eat the customary bread. That evening my wife died, and the next morning I did as I had been commanded. There is nothing more precious than one's loving wife. But God commanded the prophet that he should not mourn or weep, nor follow custom which people do for the dead, nor shed any tears, only groan in silence. The prophet chose to do God's will more than his will and the will of others which follow worldly custom." Second point, the meaning of the prophet's act is to teach the Israelites a lesson. When the people asked him, "Will you not tell us what all these things that you are doing mean for us?" The prophet therefore spoke to the people that morning, saying to them, "Thus the word of the Lord came to me, say to the house of Israel, thus say the Lord God, I will now desecrate my sanctuary, the stronghold of your pride, the delight of your eyes, the desire of your soul, the sons and daughters you left behind shall fall by the sword. You shall do as I have done, not covering your bears, nor eating the customary bread. Your turban shall remain on your head, your sandals on your feet. You shall not mourn or weep, but you shall rot away because of your sins and groan one to another. Ezekiel shall be a sign for you. All that he did, you shall do when it happens. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord." The house of Israel wrongly chose, and they were punished by God. Instead, choosing the following order: first, to love God; secondly, to love others as themselves; and lastly, to light the temple. They chose to turn their back to God to worship foreign gods. They yielded their power to take away the poor houses and properties, to kill prophets and the innocent. It is zealous to hang on the third thing, which is the temple. Why to ignore the third more important things? God chose to teach them a lesson by destroying the temple. The gospel. What good must I do to gain eternal life? Third point, Jesus' first answer. Now someone approached him and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter life, keep the commandments." Why Mark and Luke reported Jesus' first answer to the man that, "Why do you call me good?" Matthew reported, "Why do you ask me about the good?" Both questions could happen, but Matthew paid attention to action more than knowledge. Jesus answered in Matthew, "There is only one who is good." It's proper for the young man question in Mark and Luke. Oh, true. Then Jesus continued his answer, "If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." The young man asked him, "Which one?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus intentionally mentioned the second half of the Ten Commandments, which relate to human beings, not to the first half, which relate to God. The reason is that Jesus wanted to pay attention to what relates from people to people, before from people to God. He also revered the four commandments to the end. Second point, Jesus' second answer. The young man said to him, "All of thee I have observed, what do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. If a person is not perfect in his behavior to men, how can he hope to be perfect in his behavior to God? Jesus told him to sell all what he had and to distribute to the poor, which means to choose to love others than material things. The young man was sad and went away without doing anything because he chose to value material things than others. If he is not able to leave his material things, he would not be able to sacrifice his will to carry the cross and to follow God. Application in life. The condition to become perfect is that we must choose and live according to the basic principle. So many times in our life, we chose to revert the order of this principle. Not only so, but we also find a way to protect our wrong choice. If we do not sacrifice for others who live closely to us, how can we sacrifice for God who had no figure? Amen.